it hit, Jack? Yes, it did. Matthews aboard for the third time in three plate appearances in this ball game, and he's reached in all eight plate appearances in this series. I see Chris Krepp line out to the mound. We're going to get a pitching change. You cannot beat this here in Wisconsin Rapids. 8-3 the score. Another grand slam for Max McGuire has chased Kyle Dobbins out of the ballgame. Runner on first, nobody out when we return here from historic Winter Field on your home for After Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older.
New pitcher in the ballgame from the University of New Orleans is the right-hander Nathan Blasick. 8-3 the score, one out. I should say nobody out in the bottom of the fourth inning. How about this? Three grand slams on the season for Max McGuire. He hit another one here in this inning. Andy Ackerman turning to you on Raptor Radio. Blasick, the right-hander's first pitch to Grayson Schaefer. This is low and inside for ball one. Kyle Dobbins, just a third of an inning out of the stable tonight for Green Bay. Four hits allowed. So far, five runs, all of them earned. He's on the hook for Jack Matthey out on first base. He's walked two and punched out zero in 29 pitches thrown. Schaefer's reached base both times he's been up today. The 1-0 from Blasick, a breaking ball on the corner, is called a strike. Schaefer, a five-pitch walk drawn in the second, an RBI double an inning ago. It was a 3-2 count, nowhere to put McGuire. He cleared the left field wall right off the netting to make it an 8-3 contest. 1-1. Fastball just missing downstairs. Schaefer ahead here at two balls and a strike. Nathan Blasick from Halifax, Pennsylvania, played back in Green Bay in the 2021 season as a two-way player. He pitched just one inning, but he appeared in 45 games as a position player and collected 151 at-bats. The 2-1 pitch fouled back by Schaefer. It is now 2-2. So far in this season, though, a 7.71 ERA for Blasick, a 1.71 whip, 11 and two-thirds innings pitched, an 0-2 record. This is his eighth game of the season pitched in. Last threw two and a third hitless baseball against Wausau in that 8-1 loss on the third. He allowed an unearned run, two walks and two punchouts, facing 11 woodchuck hitters in that ballgame in Ashwaubenon. 2-2 to Schaefer. This is low and away. He's worked a full count here in his third trip to the plate tonight. Aiden Teel on deck, Landon Gaz to follow. Schaefer in the box right now. The seventh hitter sent to the plate for the Raptors this inning with still nobody out. Just like last night, 3 in the 3rd and 5 in the 4th. Can they add more in this inning, though? Is the 3-2 to Schaefer. Fastball in there for a called strike 3. Schaefer retired for the first time in this ballgame. It'll bring up Aiden Teel. Teel in this ballgame is 0-for-1 in 2 plate appearances. Struck out swinging to start his day in the second, for a 7-pitch walk in the 3rd. Righty on lefty battle set is Blasic. The first pitch swung on and missed by Teel. Foul tip into the glove of Eckelman. Count begins 0-1. For Landon Gaz in the on-deck circle, it's the man who began this inning with a double, Kyler McIntosh. Alex Thornton smiling from ear to ear in the Raptor dugout right now for sure as the 0-1 to Teel misses downstairs, kicks off the glove of Eckelman, but he's able to spray on top of it and keep Matthew from advancing to second base. 94 on that heater. No better environment right now than here at Witter Field. Just past 8 o'clock, sun is still a-shining. You can't beat a better environment and a better night than this. Saturday night here in Wisconsin Rapids. 1-1 pitch hit on the ground. That squeaks under the glove of the first baseman, Mateo Matthews, and into right field. We'll see how it's scored. Appears to already be given a base hit to Teel. Either way, he's aboard for the second time in as many innings. Landon Gaz is 0-for-2 in the ballgame and is the 9th hitter into the box of this frame for Wisconsin Rapids. He popped out to the first baseman, Mateo Matthews, back in the second inning. He flew out to center fielder Lucas Torres to retire the 3rd. It's 2 aboard here and a chance to do some damage, add even more on for the Raptors in this inning. Blasic, the right-hander, set on the first base side of the rubber. It's back at second, the first pitch to Gaz. A lot of movement there on that slider, but it drifts all the way into the left-handed batter's box for ball 1 on the UC Irvine anteater. However, the offense just continuing to come through. They're a hit away from now all 4 games in the second half, having 10-plus hits. The 1-0. Another off-speed from Blasic, missing down in the dirt. 2 balls, no strikes now. After getting shut out in a 2-hour and 26-minute ball game Wednesday night at Warner Park, 1-0. Must have angered something in that Raptor clubhouse. They've scored 25 runs in the series finale with Madison and the series opener yesterday with Green Bay, and they've got 8 so far here tonight, just in the bottom of the 4th. As the 2-0 to Gaz misses low and away. It is now 3 balls and no strikes on the Raptor designated hitter. Had a few innings like this here this season. Nothing will beat the 14-run bottom of the 6th against Lakeshore back on Sunday, June 16th. Father's Day, Ag Day, the Raptors sent 19 to the plate, drew 10 walks, and collected 6 hits. 3-0 pitch to Gaza, fastball missing low for ball 4. Bags are juiced yet again in this frame. It'll bring up Kyler McIntosh. Matthew to 3rd, Teel to 2nd. McIntosh, does he have another knock in his bat here this inning? Mentioned that double. Big swing of the bat for Kyler to jumpstart this Raptor offense in the inning. His 5th double of the season. 291 hitter entering today is McIntosh. The first pitch to him. Fastball from Blasic on the inside corner is called a strike. Tracer Lopez on deck, top of the order with Mason Onati to follow. Blasic peers into home. Comes set. The 0-1. Fastball ripped on the ground over to the 3rd. Miller gloves, takes to the 3rd base bag for 1. The throw across the diamond at 1st is dug out by Matthews in time. That's an inning-ending 5-3 double play for McIntosh. But how about this Raptor offense sending 10 to the plate? Here in the 4th inning, they score 5 times, 4 of them thanks to another grand slam off the bat of Max McGuire. We are through 4 innings of play here in Wisconsin Rapids. 8-3 the score on your home for Raptor Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
With combined decades of experience, the team at ProSeamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. ProSeamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Some researchers have explored the impact of melatonin-enriched milk on sleep because it comes from cows milked at night.
Ooh.
Night milk has been shown to improve symptoms of insomnia in some people.
Night milk. Yeah. We should try some night milk.
Night milk. Yeah.
I would love to actually talk to somebody who actually does this. If this is like a new avenue for milk growers.
How about that?
Producers, I should say.
Yep.
Milk doesn't grow on trees. I learned that when I was 20.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on Locally Grown Radio.
Now back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
It's all fun here in Wisconsin Rapids. 8-3 the score as we enter the top of the fifth inning from historic Winter Field. Andy Ockham returning to you right here on Rafters Radio. Max McGuire, his third grand slam of the season in the bottom of the fourth inning, has made it a 5-run Rafter lead in the second of this series here at home against the Green Bay Rockers. 3 runs on 4 hits, no errors for Green Bay, 8 runs on 9 hits, and an error for Wisconsin Rapids. 9-1-2, do it for Green Bay in the inning. It's the catcher Mason Eckelman to step into the box and face new Rafter pitcher Brandon Scott. First pitch, called a strike on the outside corner to Eckelman. Scott is underway here in his next outing of the season, this being his 7th. He last worked against these Rockers in Ashwaubenon. It was his best outing to date on the campaign. 0-1 pitch. Missing inside. Count evens at a ball and a strike. Scott, 3 hitless and scoreless frames at Capital Credit Union Park in that 6-0 loss back on June 25th. He walked 1 and struck out 4 Rocker hitters of the 10 he faced. The 1-1 pitch. This one hit on the ground over to third, down to a knee. McIntosh gloves and fires a dart across the diamond in time for the first out of the inning. Rafters set 10 to the plate in that fourth inning. Only left one on. It was an inning-ending 5-3 double play off the bat of Kyler McIntosh to retire the side. For Scott on the season, in his first 6 outings, an 0-1 record, 13 and a third innings pitched, a 4.73 ERA, and a 1.80 whip. He also worked here against Green Bay at home in the 7-5 loss on June 12th, 2/3 of an inning, 3 hits allowed and 3 runs, walking 3. Did not have good command of the zone that night, did Scott. First pitch to Lucas Torres, a fastball catching the top of the zone from Brandon, that's called a strike. Torres 0-for-2 in the ballgame. He went down looking in the first, grounded out to second base in the second. The 0-1 pitch. Scott goes breaking ball, and it catches the inside corner for a called strike. Quickly, nothing and two on the center fielder and leadoff batter in the Green Bay order. We've hit the third time around here tonight for the visitors. Scott's set. Hands at the belt buckle, the 0-2. Did Torres go around on that delivery outside? Appeal down to third. No, says Lance Kreck. Another slider out of the hand of Scott. Count moves 1-2. 4 innings tonight for Maddox Thornton. His first start of the season, allowing 4 hits, 3 runs, all of them earned, did not walk a Rocker hitter and struck out 4 on 54 pitches. The 1-2 from Scott. Fastball missing upstairs. Count evens 2-2 on Torres. When we get to the home half of the fifth inning for the Raptors, 9-1-2 spots due up for the second time in the contest. Tracer Lopez, Mason Onati, and Chris Arroyo. The 2-2. Breaking ball hit in the air, shallow left center field. Tracer Lopez, the shortstop, drawing back, but it's Chris Arroyo, the left fielder, coming in and calling off the Texas Tech Red Raider to make the catch. 2-up, 2-down for Scott here in the fifth inning. Dalen Adderley is 1-for-2 in the ballgame, playing second base for the Rockers tonight after serving as the designated hitter an evening ago. Adderley singled in the first, struck out looking against Thornton back in the third. This is Adderley's third ballgame played in of the summer with the Rockers. First pitch to him from Scott. This is downstairs, blocked by Jack Matthey for ball one. 3 in the top of the second for Green Bay. Raptors responded with a 3-spot in the bottom of the third and that 5-run bottom of the fourth inning. Another booyah inning here tonight in Wisconsin Rapids. 1-0 pitch, ripped on the ground, over to short. Tracer Lopez gloves, gathers, and throws to first in time. Brandon Scott comes out of the bullpen and works a 1-2-3 top of the fifth inning. We return for the home half in just a couple of minutes right here from historic Witter Field on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight,
let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
The morning show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
A remote Brazilian tribe deep in the Amazon rainforest was recently able to access the internet for the first time ever. Tribe leaders say that they almost immediately had to institute time limits or nothing would get done.
You know, we don't hunt fish and plant crops. Mm-hmm. We're going to die because we don't have any food. And guess what, everyone? Amazon does not deliver to the Amazon. So, which is kind of an oversight on their part.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on locally grown radio.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
Let's get back to the Raptors here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Tracer Lopez leading off this bottom of the fifth inning. Raptors lead it 8-3 from historic Witter Field. Andy Ockram returning to you right here on Raptors Radio, the flagship station, and your one-stop shop for all 70 Raptor ball games this summer. WFHR, locally grown radio. Whether you're tuning in on your FM AM dials at 97.5, 1320, or on your Civic Media apps, thank you so much for hanging out, spending your Saturday nights here with us. First pitch from Nathan Vlasic to Lopez, catches the outside corner for a called strike. The right-hander comes set, the 0-1 pitch. This is well out in the right-handed batter's box, count evens at a ball and a strike. Brandon Scott works a 1-2-3 top of the fifth inning out of the bullpen in relief of Maddox Thornton. He worked 3 hitless and scoreless innings at Green Bay in his last outing, so he's picking up right where he left off. 1-1 to Lopez, swing and a miss. That one on the outer edge there from Vlasic. Count now moves 1-2. Lopez 0-for-1 at 2 plate appearances in tonight's ball game. He struck out swinging in the third through a 5-pitch walk and later scored one of the 5 runs in that home half of the fourth inning. 1-2 pitch. This is up and away. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Max McGuire's third grand slam of the season, his 5th home run of the campaign, getting this Witter Field crowd on their feet. The 2-2 pitch. Lopez lines this one foul down the left field line and onto the concourse. Three runs on four hits and no errors for Green Bay. Eight runs, nine hits, and an error for Wisconsin Rapids. Another 2-2 here in the battle between Blasic and Tracer Lopez. Right-hander comes set. 2-2. A lot of movement on that slider, but it misses near Tracer's back foot. He's worked a full count here in his third plate appearance tonight. To Wausau tomorrow and then back home against the Woodchucks Monday night. The first of many battles between the Woodchucks and the Rafters here in the second half, and more specifically in the month of July. 3-2 breaking ball to Lopez on the inside corner. Got him looking. Tracer down on strikes for the second time tonight. Back to the top of the order we go with Mason Onati. Mason Onati, consecutive innings with base hits on the infield. He's 2-for-3 in the ballgame, an infield single in the third. A beautiful bunt single down the third baseline for the Powell, Ohio native. He later scored in the fourth. We love these homestands at Witter Field. We'll look at the July calendar here in a minute as the first pitch to Onati misses low and away for ball one. I've already mentioned 8 million times about next week's extended homestand starting on Wednesday. Then it's a lot of games on the road spanning from that Michigan trip until Saturday the 27th. But folks, after that two-week stint, which includes the All-Star break, the final two full weeks of the regular season, it's a lot of fun to be had here at Witter Field as the 1-0 pitch to Onati dribbled foul down the first baseline. Starting on that Sunday the 28th, home versus Madison, an off day on that Monday, the 29th. Home and home at Wausau, and then at home versus Wausau, the 30th and 31st. And then my favorite part of the season, I mean, it's every day, really, but those seven home games out of the 10 in August right here at Witter Field as the 1-1 pitch to Onati, a breaking ball missing low and outside for ball two. Two of those three away games in August are on consecutive days against these Rockers at Capital Credit Union Park. Saturday the 3rd and Sunday the 4th, a couple of day games, 3:05 Saturday, 1:05 Sunday. 2-1 pitch, misses low and inside, three balls and a strike on Onati. A 3 o'clock Saturday game. It's less than a month from now, and that's going to feel a little weird. Normally Saturday, whether we're here or on the road, it's 6:05, 6:35. 3:05 will be interesting. A 3-1 to Onati. Ripped foul down the left field line. Once again, out onto the concourse near our picnic tent here at Witter Field. Now 3-2 on the Raptors' second baseman. Usually the day games are only Sunday matinees. That's every single Sunday, with the exception of two this summer. So you look at the next two Sundays after this one, both 5:05 first pitches on the road. 3-2 breaking ball skied in the air to right field, Nick Harms. Turned around a couple of times, but he camps underneath it after gathering his footing for the second out of the frame. Two up, two down for Chris Arroyo. Arroyo in his Rafter debut collected his first hit in RBI an inning ago, an infield single, and he later scored on that McGuire Grand Slam. Talk about those 5:05 Sunday games. We got one next Sunday, the 14th, at Kalamazoo against the Growlers, and then the following Sunday at 5:05. At Copeland Park against the Lacrosse Loggers. First pitch to the left-handed hitting Arroyo, misses low for ball one. Other than his RBI infield single, and he later scored the fourth, his first time on the bases as a Raptor was the six-pitch walk that he drew in the third. He touched home plate the first of the eight runs so far for the Raptors tonight. 1-0 pitch, misses outside, two balls, no strikes, now on Arroyo. Spent six games with the Kootuat Kettleers in the Cape Cod League earlier this summer, and mentioned his time with an 1,100 OPS in the Valley League a summer ago. Committed to Virginia the fall. 2-0 pitch, missing low and in on a fastball. Three balls and no strikes now on the Raptor left fielder. It's McGuire on deck, Matthew to follow. Already bottom five. This game is 6:35 first pitch tonight that did start on time. We're nearing the two-hour mark here in Wisconsin Rapids. The 3-0. That one misses up and away for ball four. Three straight innings in which Chris Arroyo has reached. He'll make the jog down to first base with two outs here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Max McGuire, announced by Joe Diedrich, our PA voice here at Witter Field, and a nice ovation from the 748 Raptor fans in attendance here tonight. A good round of applause, and Max gave him good reason to cheer an inning ago with his grand slam. Classic set out of the stretch. First pitch to Max. Breaking ball downstairs. Blocked by the catcher, Eckelman. Count begins 1-0 on the Raptor right fielder. McGuire's served as the DH. The first baseman are out in right field. He's been getting a lot more reps in right field over these last couple of weeks. You won't find many Raptors on this team that have only played one position this season. The 1-0 pitch. That one, a fastball on the outer edge, called a strike. Count evens 1-1. You just go up and down right now. I mean, the catch might be an exception, but Jack Matthews played some right field this year. He even came in to play first base in the spot of McGuire when he went down with an injury at Madison earlier on in June. The 1-1. Fastball, tardy on that one is McGuire. It's 1-2. You look at guys like Trotter Boston, who has played the middle infield and third base. And Gaz has played first in the outfield. McElfatrick has played second in center. McIntosh playing all over the infield. Onati playing some infield and outfield. Same thing for Jorge Degotti and Trent Lyolis. He 1-2, breaking ball fouled back by McGuire. We'll do it again. Grayson Schaefer, a prime example. He has played four different positions this season. The corner infield and corner outfield spots. If you look at it, I don't know if you include designated hitter as a position. In terms of defense, I think Aiden Teal has only been out in center field this season, and rightfully so. Not only has he brought it at the plate, but he has made center field defensively his home. The 1-2 again to McGuire. Breaking ball on the inside corner, just misses. It's 2-2. As mentioned, Raptors off the bench tonight. Gabe Casso and Cashel Duggar, the catchers. On the infield, it's Trotter Boston, Owen McElfatrick, to name a couple, and then three listed outfielders, Walker Buchanan, Jorge Degotti, and Trent Lyolis, all with the day off. Jumping off second, Arroyo. McGuire pounces this one on the ground over to third. That is gloved by Sam Miller, and he'll throw to first in time to finish the frame. Raptors get a two-out walk from Chris Arroyo, but they leave him out on the bases through five innings of play from historic Witter Field. 8-3 the score. The Raptors lead it. We'll return for the sixth inning and more Brandon Scott on the Hill here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes.
Camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Don't drag yourself out in the cold to make your family a healthy breakfast. Recover and call El Cafe and order a family-style breakfast to go. Scrambled eggs, ham, bacon, or sausage. Toaster pancakes with hash browns, and all of this is $8 a person. Call El Cafe at 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's get back to Raptors baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top six here at Witter Field. A strong lead for the Raptors in the finale of this homestand.
Find
the second of a two-game series with the Green Bay Rockers. 8-3 our score.
Family,
8 runs
friends,
on 9 hits
hobbies,
and an error
career,
for the Raptors.
More.
3
Let
runs
Midstate
on 4 hits
finding your career
and no errors.
Easier.
The Rockers, Andy
Ocker,
returning to you here on Raptors Radio. This is game 37.
Unmatched support
a 70
for your
on the season
even
and the
transfer
fourth
your
of
credits
the second
to a four-year university.
Rockers still in search of their first second half victory. They were swept at home by Wausau on July 3rd at
MSTC.edu/
last
perfect
night,
fit.
Right here in Rapids against the Raptors. Right now, the Raptors in pursuit of a 3-1 record to start the second half. That was their record through four games in the first half as well. First pitch to Peyton Mansfield. This is Mansfield's first at-bat of the ball game in the spot of Lane Allen. Mansfield entered in the bottom of the third inning. We're here in the top of the sixth. That's how lights out Raptor pitching has been since Maddox Thornton got into the third inning of his outing. That one called a strike. Count evens 1-1 here on Mansfield. Right-handed hitting Mansfield. Sign agreed on by Brandon Scott. Comes set, the next delivery. This one rolled over on the ground, left side. McIntosh sprawling out, but it'll get into left field for a leadoff single. Sam Miller, the third baseman, gets a chance to swing away here with a runner on first and nobody down in the frame. Miller is 0-for-2 in this ball game. Last time up, he flew out to right field. Part of a 1-2-3 third inning worked by Raptor starter tonight, Maddox Thornton. Schaefer holding on the runner at first base. Scott, after working a 1-2-3 top of the fifth, is dealing with a runner on base here. First pitch to Miller. Slow and inside for ball one. Cameron Douglas, the start tonight for Green Bay. 2 2/3 for the right-hander. He allowed 3 hits, 3 earned runs, 3 walks, 3 strikeouts, 61 pitches tossed in his 7th outing of the season. Scott, the 1-0. That one missing outside. 2 balls, no strikes. That one the cleanup hitter in the Green Bay order. When we get to the home half of this 6th inning, due up for Wisconsin Rapids, 4-5-6 for the second time in this ballgame. Jack Matthey, Grayson Schaefer, and Aiden Teal. Scott set the southpaw. Deep breath, fires the 2-0 home. On the inside corner, that fastball is dotted for a called strike. On deck after Miller, it's Jake Bold. Cooper Kelly will follow. Scott looking to generate a grounder on the infield here. Prior to the 2-1, a pickoff move over to first base from the left-hander. When you look at this Raptors roster, left-handed pitchers are as follows. Scott on the hill right now, Juan Berrios. Mac Mabry, who threw last night, the newest addition to the pitching staff as well, Jacob Smoot. The 2-1 home from Scott. This is up and in on a heater. 3 balls and a strike. The count now on Sam Miller. All 3 runs for Green Bay coming in the top of the second. Raptors splitting their 8 runs into 2 different innings. 3 in the 3rd. 5 in the 4th, just like an evening ago. The 3-1 pitch from Scott misses up and in for ball 4. It's a 5-pitch walk drawn from Miller. He's aboard for the first time here tonight. Mansfield to 2nd. Miller on 1st for Jake Bold. Bold a solo home run to get the party started offensively in this ballgame back in the 2nd inning. He also struck out swinging against Thornton back in the 4th inning. Third base side of the rubber, Scott, ready to get back and rock and roll here against the middle of this Green Bay order. This will be Brandon's 19th pitch of the ball game here. Looks back at 2nd twice and fires home to Bolt. Missing high for ball 1. To the Northwoods League scoreboard we go, as we already talked about the 2 softball finals. Bottom 10, we got extra innings at Memorial Park. Royal Oak 2, Battle Creek 2. Lacrosse is taking the lead on the road late at Port Arthur Stadium, looking for their first win of the second half. 7-6 leading Thunder Bay right now as the 1-0 breaking ball from Scott misses low. Our count is now 2 balls and no strikes. Lakeshore still ahead on the road. Madison's caught 2 back. It's 3-2 Chinooks. 3 runs on 3 hits. No errors for Lakeshore. 2 runs, 7 hits. No errors for Madison. Carter Daniels, the right-hander, currently on the mound for the Mallards. Brady Council in the batter's box for Lakeshore as the 2-0 pitch misses high. 3 balls and no strikes now on Jake Bold. No action down in the Raptor bullpen. That could change here momentarily. Bottom 9 in Athletic Park. The Wausau Woodchucks in danger of being shut out for the first time this season. They trail the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders 4-0. 11 hits for Fondy tonight. The 3-0 to Bold. Fastball on the outer edge called a strike. Scott going to work back into this count here. 6-2 at Joe Faber Field in the bottom of the 8th inning. The hosting St. Cloud Rocks, trailing the Mankato Moondogs. Moondogs double-digit hits tonight with 10. It's the 3-1 home here from Brandon Scott. This one ripped to second. Onati snags it. The back pick to second is in time. It is a 4-6 double play. Tracer Lopez heads up enough to beat it straight to the bag. Peyton Mansfield off the bases. That is a huge double play generated there from Brandon Scott. Miller remains on first for Cooper Kelly. Kelly hitting from the right side the first time tonight. The switch hitting shortstop is 1-for-2. Infield single and scored back in the second. He flew out to center field back in the fourth. Scott looking over at first, dancing off his Miller. A pickoff move to check in on him, and they got him. Brandon Scott strutting his stuff off the hill. He picks off Sam Miller at first base. The first two reach, but Brandon Scott faces the minimum. Here in the sixth inning, score remains 8-3 on your home for Raptor Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, their team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. Trust them to get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we? What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
It's Jack Matthew to lead off this home half of inning number six from historic Witter Field. Rafters looking for a sweep of the Green Bay Rockers and a sweep of the homestand, 8-3 the score. First pitch from the right-hander Nathan Blasek. This is low and into Matthew for ball one. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters, returning to you right here on WFHR. Game 37 of 70 on the season. Classic, first base side of the rubber. The 1-0 pitch to Matthew misses low. We've been saying all 72 games, and we've been saying you can catch them all right here. It was brought to my attention that we only play 70 regular season games. I didn't know that, but it makes sense having the Minnesota Mud Puppies on our schedule. That would be a home-and-home for two games, but with Minnesota not having a home base, that just is two games the Rafters don't play in this year as the 2-0 pitch fouled away by Matthew down the first baseline. It's not just Wisconsin Rapids. This is an entire Great Lakes West divisional thing. Everyone in the Great Lakes West plays Minnesota this season, so they've run into that issue. I mean, honestly, don't think it's that terrible as the 2-1 to Matthew, a breaking ball swung on and missed. Jack has reached, by the way, in all eight of his plate appearances in this Green Bay series. 2-for-2 tonight and three trips to the plate, singled in the second, RBI single and scored in the third, was hit by a pitch an inning ago. Blasek set the 2-2 home from the right-handed reliever. This is low for ball three. And I'll say why it's not so bad. It stinks for the guys who want and are going to need more reps and want to get more reps. But we got two off days because of having Minnesota on our schedule last Monday and Tuesday. And I know a lot of these guys were looking forward to that time off just to recuperate and recharge their batteries. As the 3-2 pitch misses low for ball four, Jack Matthey has reached in all four of his plate appearances here tonight. Bring up Grayson Schaefer. And also to mention, too, it's not like the Raptors lost two home games this year. They still play 36 home games right here at Winterfield. They just play two less games on the road. Sometimes the travel can be tough, and if Minnesota did have a home base, that would have been a tough trip to make. Schaefer in this ballgame, 1-for-2 in three plate appearances. He's reached twice. First pitch from Blasick to him. Hit on a line, and that'll get through into right field for a base hit. Schaefer, two hits in this ballgame. Matthew to second. Raptors are cooking again here with two on and nobody out in the bottom of the sixth. Aiden Teal has also reached twice tonight. He's 1-for-2 in three plate appearances. Struck out swinging back in the second. Seven-pitch walk drawn in the third. He singled in the fourth. Hitting from the left side, an RBI chance here for Teal after having a three-hit game last night. He drove in three runs. One of them was himself, his first home run as a Raptor. Also that hit from Schaefer, 10 hits. The Raptors have now had 10 hits in every single game so far the second half. Pitch from Blasick to Teal on the outside corner. Thought about going around, but regardless, is called a strike by home plate umpire Cody Cummings. Landon Gaz on deck, Kyler McIntosh to follow. Bottom third of the Raptor order awaiting in the wings. Long look in home from Blasick. Right-hander comes set, the 0-1 pitch. Another check swing from Teal, low and away. Peel to the field umpire, that being Lance Kreck, saying no swing there from Aiden. It's 1-1. Raptors, I'm saying, don't let these rats get hot. These last three games so far, the last two and a half games, not done with this one yet, they've played at 32 runs. Should say 33. Bad math there on my part as the 1-1 misses low and inside. 12 on the 4th of July, 13 last night, 8 so far today. What's even more mind-boggling, and I keep talking about this with Colin Kapoor, the TV voice of the Raptors, they collected 10 hits. They out-hit the Mallards Wednesday night at Warner Park, and they didn't put up a run. As the 2-1 is swung on and missed by Teal, it's now 2-2. Teal looking to have another extra base hit in a Raptor uniform. He had a three-game stretch where he had collected an extra base knock in all of those games. Two balls, two strikes, no outs, runners on first and second. Blasick comes set, the right-hander rocks and fires. Teal shoots this one back up the middle, Adderley at second. Gloves, throws to the bag, and that's all they're going to get. Runners on first and third, one out the frame. It's a 4-6 fielder's choice that Teal reaches on. He's on the bases for the third time tonight. Landon Gaz reached the bases for the first time in this ballgame in his last trip up in the fourth inning. It was a four-pitch walk drawn by Landon. 0-for-2 prior to that, a pop out to first base back in the second inning. He flew out to center field in the third. Chance here to drive in another run for the Raptors with Jack Matthey just 90 feet away. Field in regular depth. Matthews holding on the runner at first. First pitch to Gaz is fouled away down the first base side. As mentioned, Raptor fans, don't worry if you're in the area. We're not going too far tomorrow, and then we'll be back home Monday night. It'll be our first Monday night home game of the season. Military appreciation here in Wisconsin Rapids. We will be donning the 4th of July uniforms again Monday night. The 0-1 to Gaz here from Blasick. Breaking ball, check swing dribbler back to the mound. Blasick loves, looks back to third, and will throw to first in time. Matthew stays put, advancing to second on the 1-3 put out is Aiden Teal, and that's where the runners will stay with two outs in the frame. We up to Kyler McIntosh with two ducks on the pond and two away. McIntosh, two plate appearances, sending 10 to the plate in that five-run fourth inning. Hit to an inning-ending 5-4 fielder's choice, though, in his first plate appearance of the ballgame in the second. Led off that fourth inning with a double and later scored, hit to a 5-3 double play to end the inning. Righty-on-righty battle here. The Raptor third baseman looking to do damage to more rocker pitching. First delivery to him. Pass ball fouled straight back just to the right of our press box up here. Heads up, we have had too many close calls. We've had three enter the booth here this year, two of them off the bat of Kyler McIntosh. Nonetheless, count of one on the Columbus, Indiana native. Mentioned did not play yesterday, did play on the 4th of July against Madison. This is Kyler's second half start of the season. Has also pitched in a game this year, too. On one pitch, fastball missing low and away, a ball and a strike, our count now. Kyler threw an inning in that 15-2 loss at the Duck Pond back in the middle of June. Coming in as a two-way player, made five appearances on the hill for Alabama State this past spring and also was a 300 hitter, playing in nearly 50 games for the Hornets. The 1-1 pitch, breaking ball, foul tip into the glove of Eckelman. It's now 1-2 on McIntosh. Tracer Lopez on deck, top of the order, Mason Onati to follow. Long look in from the right-hander, Blasic comes set. Nobody holding on the runners, the 1-2. Swing and a miss, down to the dirt. McIntosh goes chasing, and he is tagged out to retire the side. Raptors leave two on and are held off the board here at the bottom of inning number six. We are through six frames of play here in Wisconsin Rapids. It's a healthy Raptor lead, 8-3 the score on your home for Raptor Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress. Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the earth really needs them to hoof it.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Cooper Kelly to lead off the top of the seventh inning from historic Witter Field. Brandon Scott to the hill for inning three of relief work. 8-3 the score. Raptors lead the Rockers in the second of this series. Andy Yakum returning to you up here in the Witter Field press box on your home for Raptor Baseball, WFHR. Cooper Kelly from the right side. It's his first time hitting from the right side in this ball game. The left-hander Scott fires a first-pitch breaking ball that misses low and in for ball one. Kelly out of the sixth spot, an infield single, and scored back in the second. He flew out to center field in the fourth. After Kelly, it'll be Mateo Matthews and Nick Harms. The 1-0 pitch home here from Brandon Scott. Fastball on the inside corner is called a strike, now 1-1. Three runs, five hits, no errors for the Rockers. Eight runs on 10 hits and an error for Wisconsin Rapids. Make that all four second-half games where the Raptors have picked up at least 10 hits. 1-1 pitch on the inside corner. Another one dotted in there from Scott. Our count moves 1-2. Green Bay led 3-0 after the second. They had a couple of homers. Jake Bold and Mateo Matthews, no doubt blasts off Raptor starter Maddox Thornton, but since then, it has been all Raptors. The 1-2 pitch, this one dribbled on the ground, foul down the first baseline. Pitching today for the Raptors, it's gone Maddox Thornton and Brandon Scott for Green Bay. It has been Cameron Douglas, Kyle Dobbins, and now Nathan Blasick. The only left-hander working so far in this ballgame, the man on the mound right now, Brandon Scott. He's set, the 1-2 again. This one hit on the ground over to second base. Ohnati fields and gathers in time to throw to first to retire the leadoff hitter in this inning. Mateo Matthews has had himself a solid ball game. Hit one of those two home runs back in the second. A bat flip as well as he trotted down the first base line. Also reached on an error by Mason Ohnati back in the fourth frame. Left-down-lefty battle here. Matthews' first time seeing Scott here in this ballgame. The first pitch to Matthews. A fastball from Scott missing high for ball one. When we get to the home half of the seventh, it'll be the third time tonight where the 9-1-2 spots are due up for the Raptors, Lopez, Ohnati, and Arroyo. The 1-0. Breaking ball and a beauty. Chasing away at that slider is Matthews, missing low and in the right-handed batter's box. Count moves 1-1. Fifteen combined hits between the two teams tonight. Matthews in search of his second. The 1-1. Fastball shot back up the middle. Ohnati behind the second base bag. He's going to be cut off by Tracer Lopez, but he loses the baseball in transition from glove to throwing hand. Matthews aboard on first. We'll see how that one is scored. Should go down as an infield single, but I don't want to put words in our official scorer's mouth, so we'll have to see. Either way, Matthews is on the bases. He's yet to be retired tonight, but there being one out in the frame. Nick Harms is 0-for-2 in the contest after launching his sixth home run of the season yesterday and his second against the Raptors. It's going to go down as an E6. Another left-down-lefty battle here for Scott. The first pitch to Harms. Breaking ball and a beauty. Right down Broadway is called a strike. Mason Eckelman, the left-handed hitting catcher on deck before Lucas Torres in the top of the order, will follow suit. Scott comes set. The 0-1. Another off-speed. This one ripped into center field. Aiden Teal coming in on it. It's going to drop in front. First hit of the ball game for Harms, two aboard, one down here for Green Bay in the seventh. Mason Eckelman in his first game against the Raptors this season, 0-for-2 with a pair of groundouts for the Ohio State Buckeye. Chopped out to the shortstop Lopez back in the second, led off the top of the fifth with a ground out to Kyler McIntosh over at third base. Been working to the left side of the field so far has been Eckelman. One of four rostered catchers for Chris Kreplin here at this very moment. Rockers coming off a Northwoods League World Series championship a summer ago. Back at second is Scott, the first pitch to Eckelman. That one in there on the outside corner for a called strike. Eckelman, the fourth hitter up in this inning. Cooper Kelly began the frame with a ground out to second. Matthews reaching on an Aaron Harms collecting a single. Nothing in one, our count. The next delivery from Scott, fouled straight back by Eckelman. It is quickly 0-2 here on the rocker catcher. This is the sixth meeting of 12 total between Wisconsin Rapids and Green Bay this summer. So far, Raptors 1-4 against the Rockers, picking up their first win last night, 13-10. Offense on full display between the two clubs at Winter Field. Scott's 0-2 pitch. That one, a breaking ball missing inside for ball one. The sweep at the end of June in Green Bay, and then a home-and-home sweep back on June 11th and 12th. Raptors looking to sweep this home series and take back-to-back battles against the Rockers and extend their winning streak to 3 after they beat Madison on the 4th of July. The 1-2 pitch. This is well outside in the dirt that bounces away from Matthew. He has no idea where the baseball is. It's out to the right of the Raptor on deck circle. Advancing on the wild pitch, 90 feet. Matthews to third, Arms to second. Count even at 2-2 and a golden chance here for Eckelman with two runners out in scoring position. Happy getting back behind the dish. Getting acclimated once again with the home plate umpire tonight, Cody Cummings. Back foot on the rubber for Scott, remaining on the third base side. The 2-2 pitch from the southpaw. Missing outside. It's gone from 0-2 to full here on Eckelman for his third plate appearance tonight. Scott in danger of loading the bases here in his third inning of work. Worked two scoreless frames so far after working three scoreless in his most recent outing in that June 26th game against Green Bay at Capital Credit Union Park. The 3-2. This is low and away for ball four. Six-pitch walk drawn by Mason Eckelman. The bases are full of rockers here with just one out in the top of the seventh inning. You look down the line, there's a lot of bodies in that rafter bullpen. A couple of them are bound to get up and moving around. Lucas Torres, top of the order, 0-3 tonight, is the Rocker center fielder. Went down looking in the first. He grounded out to Mason Odati at second base to end the second inning. And his last time up, made the second out of the fifth inning against Scott with a flyout to Chris Arroyo in left field. First pitch in the lefty-on-lefty battle is called a strike. Outer third work there for Scott. Is just a pitch away from getting the rafters back into the dugout if he can generate a ground ball off the bat of Torres here. Scott set. The 0-1. Misses outside. Matthew sliding with his knees to make sure that ball is received. Count is now 1-1. The 1-1 pitch coming into the Wagner College product. This is downstairs, blocked by Matthew. Count now 2-1. There is a rafter down the line on the bullpen mound right now, as Mike Spears will make his way out to the hill to have a quick conversation with Brandon Scott prior to the 2-1 pitch. Once again, Rafter fans, your place to stay this summer if you're coming to watch the team from out of town is none other than the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. The Cobblestone also welcomes four-legged companions. Bring your cats, bring your dogs, bring your family pets to the Wisconsin Rapids area this summer. Big city quality, small-town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. Mike Spears making his walk back to the dugout. He hasn't had to make too many trips out there in this series. Mike's had to get his steps in another way. Happy back behind home plate. We're ready to rock and roll here with a 2-1 pitch on Lucas Torres. Game 37 of this season. Rafters looking to improve to 3-1 in the second half and overall just one game under 500. A 2-1 pitch to Torres. Fouled straight back on a fastball from Scott. Count evens at 2-2. 17 wins, 19 losses through 36 games for Wisconsin Rapids entering this contest tonight. Two balls, two strikes, one out, bases full of rockers. Lucas Torres awaiting the payoff pitch here from Brandon Scott. That one, a non-competitive breaking ball, missing low and out in the right-handed batter's box. Full count on Torres with nowhere to put him. It's Mateo Matthews on third, Nick Harms on second, Mason Eckelman on first. The bottom third of the Rocker order, all doing their job and finding their way on base, getting it back to the top of their car, trailing by five in the seventh inning. The 3-2 pitch. This is down in the dirt on a fastball for ball four. Six-pitch walk issued to Torres. The second consecutive free pass given out. And a run comes in to score. It is 8-4 Rafters with one out still in the top of the seventh. Right-handed batter here for Scott for the first time since the leadoff hitter in the inning, Cooper Kelly. It's Dalen Adderley, the second baseman. Adderley 1-for-3 in the ballgame tonight, getting moved up a spot from last night's contest. First pitch to him, an elevated heater that misses upstairs for ball one. Adderley singled in the first. He struck out looking in the third against Maddox Thornton. And the one time he faced Brandon Scott, rolled over on a low fastball grounding out 6-3 to Tracer Lopez to retire the side. And he's another one of those here. The 1-0 pitch on the inside corner is called a strike. Scott has been painting that inner third all night against right-handed hitters. Michael Perrello, the right-hander,